Well, we know that this case, like the first detected in Indiana, was found in a traveler who'd arrived recently in the US from Saudi Arabia, which is currently experiencing an outbreak of the virus. Dr. Anthony Crespo from the Dr. Phillips Hospital here in Orlando says that the 44-year-old man was admitted when he visited an emergency room with fever and chills.
He took a plane from Jeddah to London. And while on the plane, he started to have some muscle aches. That was his first symptom.
Now, the first U.S. MERS patient in Indiana was released from hospital on Friday and is recovering at home, but is being kept isolated to prevent the spread of the virus. Well, medical professionals have been working to test everybody who was in contact with the patient and was at risk of contracting Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control is currently investigating this case, as are officials with the Florida Department of Health. And CDC Director Tom Frieden says his agency is working to prevent more cases from arriving on U.S. shores.
CDC has quarantine stations at all of the major airports of entry in the U.S. If someone has symptoms, we are immediately contacted. If need be, we will go on board the plane.
Now, it's worth bearing in mind, though, that experts say close personal contact is required and that the testing is out of an abundance of caution rather than a significant fear that people may be in danger. Nonetheless, the virus can have deadly symptoms if not treated the right way, including a high fever and breathing problems. Well, the Centers of Disease Control here in the U.S. is sending a team to Saudi Arabia to work alongside international health workers to help with this outbreak. It's understood that MERS first emerged in the region on the Arabian Peninsula in 2012. And although the outbreak is concentrated in Saudi Arabia, cases have been reported in 17 countries where there have been more than 500 cases, and around a third of those contracting the virus have died. But health officials do say that if treated right away and treated correctly, the survival rate is very high.